Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. I am Jolene McNutt, Deputy Director, and I'm hosting alongside Sarah Robichaud, our Director of Administration. Today's show is number 931 of the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. We are looking forward to sharing some fantastic resources with you today, so stay tuned.
Thanks, Jolene. We have some great stuff in store for you in this episode. First up, we will be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then in just a bit, we will hear from Annie as she chats with Kira Cabin from InstaWork about their partnership with Hiring Our Heroes to provide flexible work opportunities for military spouses.
I'm looking forward to listening in on this interview. But before we do, let's catch up on mill spouse life. How are things going for you, Sarah?
Things are going well. We are finally settled after a wild PCS season. We're settled into our new home. We've made friends. My kids are in school. I feel like we have just kind of entered into a much calmer chapter of our year compared to what it has been the last couple of months. How about you?
Yeah, you really did have a pretty wild and crazy summer, not just PCSing, but leading up to your PCSing. I'm glad to hear you're settling in and things are falling into place and that you're making some friends and have, you know, that quiet. I kind of love back to fall, back to school, the whole getting into a schedule routine thing.
I do too.
Yeah, it's been similar here where we are back to school, thankfully back into a little bit more of a schedule and a routine. We had a great summer, but still it's summer and it's chaos and it's fun to be kind of moving on. I like a little structure. For us, mill spouse wise, we are embarking on a very brand new part of military life. My husband finally decided to submit his retirement packet. So That's wild and crazy and exciting and terrifying and all of the feelings.
That's huge.
Right now it's like in the stage where they have to approve it. And I was like, oh, they'll approve it. Right. And he's like, well, I've known some people who they've been like, no, sorry, we need you for a little longer. And they've denied it. So I'm like crossing my fingers that, okay, now that we finally decided to do this, that they're like, okay, just going to move this one through. And then I don't know what's next.
That's wild. Yeah. I have no idea what comes next once you make that decision. And we haven't thought that far ahead at this point. So if it is approved and you guys do leave, what is your plan? Do you have some place to go? Do you have an idea of what the future might hold?
We have no ideas. It's really crazy because you know how things go. You're like, this is so military life. We had really planned. We had spent a lot of time deciding, do we want to go back to Wisconsin where we came from? Or do we want to stay in North Carolina? And we really love North Carolina for a lot of reasons. We have a lot of positives for Wisconsin too, not the weather, but our families. and so I think we're going to stay here. Well, that was our plan, right? We were going to stay here and we were planning on opening a business. So my husband's been working all summer on a business plan and developing an idea for this we're in a very small area, a very rural kind of area that's west of Fort Bragg. We just saw an opportunity and he's been working all summer on this. And literally a week after he dropped his packet, a sign went up on this vacant lot that has been sitting vacant for over 4 years. We've been here for 4 years and it's the same business that we had planned on doing. So in true military life, we are rolling and flexing and just going back to the basics and praying about it and talking to our, mentors and our friends and our people in business world that we know and just that's okay. We're going to roll with it. And I don't know what's next for real.
That's so funny. I mean, that is in true mill spouse fashion. You just have to roll with it. They throw everything at you that they possibly can. And it's still happening to you, even though you guys are working your way out of the military.
It's just how you, right? And I felt like the military prepared me for that moment. Okay, you're done. You passed the test. Now it's real life.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, that's exciting that you guys have sort of a rough draft plan of where you're going. I like that.
who knows? It could change, right? But I think we'll end up staying here. It's a pretty good place to be.
Yeah, North Carolina is really nice. We just moved from Southern Virginia, and we really like that part of the country.
Yeah, it is. It's like you get all four seasons, but winter. I mean, you're in Michigan now, right?
Yes.
You're just going to have winter for an extended period of time. And it's great on one hand, because, you know, you just have to get the right clothes. You have to dress for it and you have to have the mindset, but it also feels like spring, summer, fall go so quickly too. So enjoy those four seasons, but, you know, set your mindset on like, you know what, you got to find a way to enjoy winter too, because you could stay inside all winter, but it kind of gets miserable if you stay inside. Get the right snow gear and you're going to be having a great time outside too. I think your kids are going to love it.
I think so too. I think, yeah, with the right gear, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather. I think they can absolutely go outside, and they haven't really experienced snow. We've lived in El Paso and Georgia and Virginia. So they haven't really experienced what real winter is like. So I think it's going to be a little of a bit of a rude awakening for them. I forced them to walk to school the other day when it was only 62 degrees, and I totally forgot their gloves and their hats, apparently. So I think the transition is going to be a little hard for everyone because they think that was cold.
Oh, they're in for a rough, it'll be an awakening.
we'll roll with it, and they'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah, they really will. And you know what? Your hats and gloves and scarves boots are your best friends, and they're going to learn how to track them down and dry them over the vents. And
yep. They'll figure it out. All right. Well, Jolene, it has been super fun catching up with you. But now it is time to check in with this week's Resource Recon, brought to you from our ever empowering band of bloggers. One of our empowering bloggers, LaVon Ritchie, shares with us her top secrets and tips of surviving a road trip. She says, "I miraculously survived a road trip recently where I, alone, took my four children to visit family and friends. We traveled through 8 different states, stretching roughly 2,810 miles, not including the miles in between to take emergency potty breaks, take an off-route break for gas and food, and visit extra family and friends outside of the main destinations. And we took 18 days to do it all." She dives into her secrets of a successful road trip with four littles. If you're planning a road trip for an upcoming holiday, check out her firsthand experience with great tips and ideas. So I will have to read this, because up in Michigan, we are super far away from our family. So we will be probably embarking on lots of road trips. But I do want to share, I went on quite a long road trip this summer. My husband was in Alabama all summer while we lived in Virginia. And so we did go on a long road trip, just me and the kids. And it took us 2 days. We had to stop at a hotel overnight. And I want to say that my keys to success for that were packing all the snacks you could think of, and putting them in the front of the car where I, as the driver, could reach them and just throw them into the back as needed, just so you can keep going and you don't have to stop. And then I also had a lot of success with planning my route, based on populated areas, which sounds kind of counterintuitive because of the traffic, but it gave us more options for things like bathroom breaks, food, emergencies, you know, less sketchy hotels along more populated routes. So that's what I always try to do. How about you, Jillian? I'm sure with your family, being in Wisconsin and you in North Carolina, you guys are used to road trips a lot.
We do a lot of road tripping. We usually go back to Wisconsin about twice a year. And generally it's solo tripping. We have one son, Finn. He's 11. He's literally the greatest traveler of all time. He can do it all, road trips on a plane. I mean, I'm sure he could do a bike, a train, a boat, whatever it is. He is a dream traveler. But when we go back to Wisconsin, I often will just, our dog tags along because we go for a little bit longer. So boarding him just usually gets a little out of our price range.
Yeah.
And so he, and honestly, my family claims they like him. So we bring him along, and he's a good dog. He's a very good dog, but he's a Weimaraner. He's high energy. He's like a sporting dog. And so he's terrible in the car. It takes him like usually 4 hours of our 14 to 15 hour travel to like calm down and settle in. So we have learned how to build in those special breaks for when we are getting gas and food and doing a little potty break. Then he gets to go on a potty break also, which I secretly kind of love now that I've been doing this travel, this trip quite, you know, for years now, because it's, we usually do like 20 minutes of brisk walking and all three of us get out and we move and stretch our legs and just that fresh air and like reinvigoration, even if it's raining, we get out and we move, gets our energy, you know, just back in our bodies after just being kind of sluggish and staring at the road all day long. So yeah, it's always fun. It's always fun to travel. I do love the snacks in the front. That is my rule too, because if you leave them in the back, then all of like the special snacks also sometimes can disappear more quickly. And then when you're desperate for like, guess what? I have a surprise. And you're like, oh wait, you already dug into the, into the Sour Patch Kids or whatever the special treat was for the road. So I do like that, that tip too. And I also like how, Levon, she packs a smaller suitcase. So when she's on the road, she brings in one suitcase with just a change of clothes and pajamas and things. And I love that idea too, to not lug all of your items in and unload your whole vehicle for just a quick night overnight stay.
Yes, we have done that. It's not fun. And you look ridiculous doing it.
I know, right? Well, beyond our blog, we also have more empowering things to share from our other team members. Next up is our Empowerment Patrol Report. And then we'll check in with Army Wife Network's brand new six correspondent, Emma Tai.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amy Fisher, Deputy Director of Empowerment, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Everyday Empowerment recipient, one of our very own from the command team, Amanda Bignese. The person who nominated our Director of Empowerment states, Amanda has helped me tremendously as I have walked this postpartum depression and anxiety path. From long phone calls of me just crying to funny stories to help me calm down, she has been a positive force through it all, and I know I couldn't have made it without her. Amanda is simply a selfless person. As she juggles being a wife and a mom of littles, she still took the time to listen to me, help me better understand how military training works, and let me vent. Thank you so much to Amanda Bignese for doing your part to empower military families around the world. Until next time, I'm Amy Fisher, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Thanks, Jolene and Sarah. Howdy y'all, and buckle up for your News 6 weekly update. Bad news for Balfour Beatty. A former housing manager in Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, was hit with a sound slap on the wrist in the middle of an ongoing fraud investigation. Stacy Cabrera was given 2 years probation for her role in covering up poor housing conditions while securing the company millions of bonuses. Cabrera says she felt pressure from the higher-ups and was simply doing what she was told to do to keep her job. It was argued in court that she was a mid-level employee who did not benefit financially from the deceptive behavior she utilized. Read more at Reuters.com. Move over, Tony Stark. There's a new bionic suit in town. It is no secret that a common hazard of military service is chronic back pain from years of wear and tear. Training, deployments, and all the heavy loads that come with it make for a strong service member, but weak in spine. This may be all a thing of the past, as the soldier-assisted bionic exosuit for resupply, or SABER for short, is getting closer to becoming a reality. According to Tech Times, Army Combat Capabilities Development Command, or DEFCOM, will fund Vanderbilt University and HeroWare to prepare the exosuit for production and field use. Here's hoping our military men and women can continue to be the backbone of our nation with a little less stress on their own. Read more at techtimes.com. Wasting away for free on Margaritaville cruises. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville at Sea is offering free Bahama cruises to active and veteran military members. The website reads, "For your dedication to serving our communities at home and abroad, Margaritaville at Sea invites all active and veteran military, first responders, law enforcement officers, and educators to sail free on a much-deserved 3-day, 2-night cruise to Grand Bahama Island. Participating cruisers must be registered through the GovXID platform and may have 2 qualified members per stateroom. Find out more at margaritavilleatsea.com. Today in history. On this day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln declared that a day of Thanksgiving was to be annually celebrated on the last Thursday of November. an unofficial holiday since the Washington days, Honest Abe made it official, and I, for one, am grateful that he did so. Find out more fun history facts at www.history.com. This is Emma Tai for News 6, signing out.
It's true, listeners. No news is good news in military life, except for when it's coming from our Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent. Welcome, Emma. We're looking forward to hearing you keep us informed with all the need-to-know news. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break and then stay tuned for Annie's interview with Kira Cabin from InstaWork.
Need more information to engage, educate, encourage, and empower you in your military life journey? At ArmyWifeNetwork.com, you can find nearly 2,500 blog posts about deployment, PCS, Army life, health, finances, parenting, and so much more. You can also check out our most popular resource, Post with the Most. Courtney from Oklahoma says, Army Wife Network gave me confidence and resources to successfully handle deployment. Their podcasts and blog posts were just what I needed to realize I wasn't alone. Tap into all of our empowering resources at ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Welcome, listeners. I'm Annie Pierce, your Director of Marketing, back with you once again. And it is truly a joy to be joining you today. Being a military spouse is already stressful, and deployments essentially make them single parents for months or even years at a time. As a result, this makes pursuing their own career opportunities increasingly difficult. That's why I'm excited to chat with today's guest, Kira Cabin from InstaWork, about their partnership with Hiring Our Heroes. Kira is a flexible work expert and leads global communications for InstaWork. Her insights have been leveraged by CBS News, CBS Mornings, Fox News, Newsweek, and others. She has worked with some of the nation's leading brands and thought leaders to discuss and provide technology-driven resolutions to the industry's most pressing challenges. Kira, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hiring Our Heroes reports that 33% of military spouses have at some point lived apart from their spouse in order to seize career opportunities. As more and more Americans are jumping on the flexible work bandwagon, there are ways for military spouses to also reap some of this change in how people work to grow their skill sets while juggling other obligations, including childcare. Let's start the conversation with current trends. What are some of the latest trends you're seeing in the American workforce?
So I think it's interesting when we talk about flexible work and just flexibility with a lot of different industries, we're seeing that people who are paid hourly represent over half of the American workforce. And I don't think that's immediately obvious. Yes, when you think about it, we think about desk side employees, like maybe you or I or, you know, everybody who kind of switched virtual during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some very interesting changes and conversation happening around in-person work and what that looks like going forward, especially on the heels of hopefully coming out of the pandemic and what that may look like for the hourly worker. And so where, you know, you hear buzzwords like the future work and flexibility, but what does that really mean for the person who is paid hourly, who has to show up in person to do the work? And honestly, throughout the pandemic, kind of kept us all afloat by making sure our packages were delivered, that, you know, restaurants could deliver meals, all of those kinds of things. So it's a really interesting time right now with the workforce.
All those essential workers that still had to be in person during the pandemic. That's so crazy.
That's right.
How do those trends carry over for military spouses?
So it's interesting. When I've been with InstaWork a little bit over a year, and as I got to understand more of what our app users were finding super helpful with the platform and being able to kind of build their own schedule, the more that I realized that a lot of our users struggle with a lot of the same things as military spouses. So if their spouse is deployed, trying to juggle childcare and also have a career or a job that they really love, it's really hard. And I know I can sympathize that as a parent. I'm sure you can as well. And so it's, you know, And so we were talking about just, you know, a few minutes ago about the struggles with working and childcare. And we see that with our app users and InstaWork, being able to build your schedule around your personal needs or your spouse's needs around deployment is something that has carried over, and we see that with military spouses. The other thing that we also hear about more through our partnership with Hiring Our Heroes has been, in addition to, you know, being a caregiver and being able to juggle all of those things, being deployed domestically, even you often end up having to leave a job when you move, and you can't necessarily take that network with you. And so once you hit a new city, you're kind of starting over. And one of the great things about leveraging the technology at your disposal, everybody has a smartphone these days, is that for InstaWork, you can pick up shifts. Say you live in, I'm from the DC area. Let's say you live in DC, you can pick up shifts, you can build your flexible work schedule, and then you're deployed somewhere in California. You can take that technology with you, and all you would do is simply update your address in the app, and then you have all of those job opportunities available to you in the area. So it just streamlines.
Really?
Yes, some of those challenges that we've been seeing.
To have one less thing to put on a checklist when you have to move would just be amazing.
Exactly. And it's not rocket science. I mean, everybody has a cell phone or a smartphone, right? Everybody's used to using apps for different things, for meal delivery, to finding gas prices. And so why wouldn't we have an app where you can find flexible work and build a work schedule that suits your needs? So it can be where you want to work, how you want to work, when you want to work, put you in the driver's seat and let you figure out what schedule and what works best for you, and then be able to leverage that day to day, week to week, whatever it may be.
Yeah, having more, especially as a military spouse, but I think really honestly anybody, but having more control over it would just be amazing. It would help take the stress off.
I think that's what people are really looking for. They're looking for a way to balance that work-life balance. And I think it's compounded or even more important when you're deployed, you're in a brand new city, you may or may not have a support system, you know, wherever you end up. And then if you add children or family members that you need to take care of on top of that, it can be really stressful. And so if this is a way to lessen that load and at least know that there's not going to be a gap in income, that is a significant win in my book. And I hope people will find that helpful to them if they continue on this journey.
Well, yeah, not having a gap in the income, especially because moving is so expensive. Like I understand, you know, depending on how you move, the military does move you. But there are still so many expenses that come with it. So, oh my goodness. All right. So what are some of the challenges that you're hearing about military spouses in the workforce?
I think a lot of it is what we've been talking about. It's a heavy load to know that, you know, every few years or even, you know, months in some instances, you're going to be starting over in a brand new city where you may or may not have a support system. And that is stressful in and of itself. But when you compound it with the fact that you may have a gap in income that you really need, depending on your life situation, to support your family, that can be significantly stressful. And so if there's a way that, you know, if you know you're moving to a certain city and you can leverage an app like InstaWork to go ahead, maybe you have an address already that you can plug into the app and say, okay, I may need a week or two or even a few weeks to kind of settle in, but then I already know that in a month or so from now, I can already have a schedule baked out that will help me, you know, close that income gap. Mm-hmm. I think there's peace of mind to that is going to be significant. And it's easy. It's the thing with InstaWork and flexible work is that you're not obligated to work a set schedule that you may see with more traditional part-time jobs. You're not obligated to work for a certain employer. So that kind of frees you up that way. You literally can pick a variety of opportunities. So in InstaWork, you may pick a warehousing shift one day and you loved it. But then the next day you want to go work at your local baseball stadium and, you know, you're a huge baseball fan and you want to go pick up a shift there. You have the opportunity to do that as well. And it gives you the opportunity to also try new things. Maybe you have experience in certain industries that you want to leverage, but you may be just looking to start fresh and want to pick up new skills and try something else. You have the opportunity to do that as well. So when I say it's putting you in the driver's seat, it's exactly that. You decide when and how you want to work and what best fits your career journey or what you're looking to, but also the responsibilities you have at home. And so I think that it, particularly for military spouses, that's going to be significant.
Right. And it really is flexible work. And I think flexible work, like we said before, it gives you more control over what you want to do. And like you said, if you want to try something out, it helps you to do that.
That's right. And you may find something you love that you just didn't have experience in. So you didn't know how to get experience in that field, or mm-hmm. you found something that you were like, well, it pays really well, I'll give it a go. And you find something you love, and now you have a right. completely new career journey that you can focus on and kind of double down on. And so those are one of many opportunities open to military spouses for instant work.
So what do you think? I feel like we've already covered this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What do you think can be done to offset some of those challenges?
Using technology. Let's put it this way. Maybe what would be helpful to listeners is a list of three or a handful of things that could be helpful here. So I think one is make it easy. Leverage the technology and the resources that you already have at your disposal. Things like the smartphone, right? Like, you can go to the app store, you can download InstaWork, and you can get started in as little as 24 hours. They do a background check. We ask you to build a profile. That's easy. Look for things that are close to home. So things are really expensive right now. Inflation is high, cost of moving mm-hmm. is high,
right?
Gallon of milk, gas, all of those things are high. So look for things that are close to you. You don't want to, if you're looking to make extra money in addition to a regular income, you don't want to waste that money on gas getting there and getting home. So look for things that are going to be relatively close to you. And then, we talked a little bit about this. Either leverage experience that you have that you know you want to continue to double down on and just gain more experience in, or if you're just not really sure and you just want to get started and again, like, close that income gap, be willing to try something new. It can be fun. We have a lot of really fun and interesting experiences that you can have on the app. We talked about working at your local baseball stadium. We have people that work concerts. I actually went to a Lady Gaga concert in DC, and I saw people working the concession stands, and they were dancing, they were singing. It doesn't have to be boring, right? Like, and people can love the work that they're doing. And so I think that's something that's really compelling. And we hear a lot about that. People worked, sporting events they were really excited about, at the entertainment industry, there's opportunities there. It can just be really fun. And so look for something that you're going to enjoy and want to do over and over again.
And that also helps with the work-life balance, because if you're enjoying work, I feel like it could be easier to have that work-life balance, because then you're enjoying both things.
I think there's two sides to that, right? You like work. It's not a chore to go pick up your shift mm-hmm. or go do your job and then come home. And then when you come home, you have a renewed sense of like happiness, right? Because it's not, you're dragging your feet out the door to go clock in from a 9 to 5, and you may or may not love it. And then you come home mm-hmm. and you're just tired because you're emotionally spent. If you like the type of work that you're doing, you can bounce out the door in the morning and like what you're doing, or if you pick up an evening shift, whatever time of day it may be. And then when you come home, you don't feel so drained because you've liked what you're doing. And then it gives you that calmness when you come home that you're ready to tackle whatever may be waiting for you at home. Kid responsibilities, running to sporting events, doctor's appointments, whatever it may be. There's just a great sense of accomplishment there that I think gives you a sense of purpose and a calmness that trickles through other areas of life as well.
And you get to leave work at work.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is nice to not have to think about work when you're at home.
And I think that's the key. One of the key things with leveraging a flexible work opportunity is you can work as little as you want or as much as you want. So you pick your financial goals, and it could be, whatever that goal is, you have that in mind. And then when you go and you look at the opportunities on an app like InstaWork, it will show you how much you're going to get paid at the end of the shift. So you're not left wondering, what am I taking home at the end of the day? You grab that shift. So you can quickly start to calculate, this is how many shifts I need to get to X, or this is what we really want to do as a family. So I'm going to pick up, a certain amount of shifts per week to hit these income goals. It's entirely up to you.
Oh my goodness. Again, I feel like we've kind of already answered this, but just to cover everything, explain to us again, what exactly is flexible work, and how does it help people that need the ability to choose how they work?
So flexible work is a way for the worker to decide when and how they work the best and what is going to set them up for the most success. And it's really giving them the opportunity to build their work schedule that best suits their personal financial goals and lifestyle, but also what they want out of their career. And that goes back to leveraging the different opportunities to either try something fresh if you want a career change, or leveraging the experience that you have to dig further in an industry that you really like. The flexibility also comes, you know, the schedule part of it, but also the income goals, like we talked about a few minutes ago.
Right.
I think that's huge, because also if you have an unexpected life event, a car dies, you know, you need to do HVAC in your house, then you're not left scraping your savings account. There's flexibility in even in and of itself to say, okay, I know I need a new car now, or I need to fix my air conditioning unit. I know what the cost of that is. I'm going to pick up a few extra shifts here and there to offset that cost. And again, there's a stability in that while you still have the flexibility, so that if there's that calmness, there's that freedom to know I don't have a gap in income. I can set my own financial goals based on what are myself or my family needs. And then you just work to hit those goals, and you can dial up or down as you need to.
It does put the control more into your hands, which is really nice.
That's right.
Tell me, what industries have the most flexible work opportunities available to military spouses?
So I think there's a ton of variety. So with InstaWork, we partner with, we have partners in several different industries, and partners is what we call the businesses that we work with.
Okay.
So depending on where you are in the country, and you get the app and you build your profile and you put in your address, you'll see the shifts that are open. So we work a lot in hospitality. When I say hospitality, I think food and beverage, events.
Okay.
Even some of the hotel industry may fall into there. We also work with warehousing and supply chain logistics. So again, going back to that, making sure people get their deliveries to the door. So it could be packing boxes, it could be getting boxes on the truck. There's a huge demand for that, especially heading into the holiday season when more and more people are buying things online.
Yeah.
There's also retail opportunities. And so if you've had experience in the retail environment, there's plenty of opportunities. Again, it could be working in a retail space at a local stadium. It could be working in a retail space, you know, within a storefront. We work with large corporations or large companies in those industries, but also smaller local businesses too. So you may find a restaurant or a local business that you really love and you kind of want to support, and you can pick up shifts with them. And if you want I won't say stability, but the expectation of what working with a larger business could be, especially if you may be hopping around the country, then you have that opportunity as well. Because if you worked with one of our larger partners, you could probably pick up shifts in different cities across the country. Again, it's really up to you to decide how you want to work, and then you can build your schedule accordingly.
Oh my goodness. It sounds nice to build your own schedule and, you know, have, like we talked about, have that control. As a military spouse who wants to get back to my own career, I am taking lots of notes. And I love the trend of flexible work that's currently happening. When we come back, we'll talk about the different types of work and skills needed. Listeners, if you would like to learn more about InstaWork, check out their website at instawork.com, or you can connect with them on social media via Twitter at InstaWork, Instagram at InstaWork app, or Facebook at instawork.jobs. And don't worry, if you miss any of these, the links will all be in our show notes. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Kira from InstaWork. Before the break, we were discussing the challenges military spouses face in the workforce. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about some opportunities. What kind of work can listeners choose from?
There's a variety. There's going to be a little bit of variation depending on what city in the country you're in. We've also just recently extended it into Canada, just in case anybody's in Toronto or Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And so, but the industries that we serve are hospitality, warehouse and supply chain. We've started, you know, having shifts available within the travel and tourism hotel industry. And what we really find is, as important as the industries are, it's about the type of shift or the work opportunity that somebody is going to pick up through the app. Again, okay. Before the break, we were talking about just finding work opportunities that you really enjoy. And I really do think that's incredibly important. Look at the pay, set your financial goals, you know, figure out what kind of schedule you want based on your home life or your personal needs, and then find things that you really enjoy. So I talked to an app user, just a few weeks ago, and he started traveling to different cities, picking up sporting event shifts at local stadiums. He's a huge sports fan. Baseball season was coming up, and he just decided he was going to go visit family, I think, in Chicago. So he put in the address there, picked up a shift at a stadium, went to New York, did the same thing. And I think that's what we're talking about. You know, when you're deploying to a new city, being able to take the app with you, there's a freedom with that. So even within deployment, if you are traveling, you know, if you're on the West Coast and traveling back east to visit family, and you kind of want to offset those expenses, plug in the address where you're staying on the East Coast, and you'll probably be able to pay for the flights or the car rentals or whatever it may be to offset some of that cost. Again, just making it easier to visit family or loved ones, or even taking that family vacation that you may have been putting off, especially with the pandemic looming. And so there's just a ton of opportunity there.
Or you've got the military spouses who, when their spouse deploys, they go home. So to be able to go home and still pick up shifts,
that's right.
That helps.
It helps. That's right.
So do you need certain skill sets to leverage flexible work opportunities?
I think the answer is yes and no, depending on what you want to do. If you have had experience or have experience in something like food and beverage, I've talked to app users who are trained chefs and very much professionals in that industry, and they still leverage in-store because maybe they decided they wanted to try to go off on their own and build a business, but they needed to leverage a network or build a network and get some more boots on the ground experience in that industry. They're able to do that through the app. You know, there's just different ways that you can leverage it, again, to suit your needs. If you have those types of skills, line cook, prep cook, whatever it may be, leverage those experience and pick up the shifts that way. If you want to try something new, maybe you've always wanted to get into the food industry and just haven't known how to do it or haven't had the opportunity to do that, you can start getting that entry-level experience through the app. And we've recently talked to app users who have very quickly gotten the experience they need, and you can see the progression of shifts with more experience, higher pay, things like that, even within a few weeks or months. And so that's another really interesting benefit to leveraging flexible work, is you can gain that experience more quickly and be able to apply those new skills versus a more traditional work format where it may be, you know, years before you're able to switch positions or get that promotion or whatever it may be. And so it's just a different way of getting experience and building that work schedule or that career path that you've been looking for.
I always feel like there's that catch-22 of people want people with experience, but how do you get experience when you don't have it? You know, so that's great.
Yeah, that's actually a really great analogy. It is. I've talked to friends who've been in that situation. I've even at some point in my career felt like that. It's like one experience, but you need experience, but how do I get the experience, right?
Yes.
In the circle. Flexible work and in particular is a great way to break that cycle and get that experience.
Oh my goodness. Tell me about your recent partnership with Hiring Our Heroes.
So I am really excited about our partnership with Hiring Our Heroes. It's relatively new. We started partnering with them in May. I think it was the beginning of the summer. And the more that I understood our app users and kind of the challenges that they were experiencing before finding InstaWork, we, you know, over the course of the last several minutes, we've talked about a lot of those same issues that are facing military spouses. And when we began talking about what a partnership would look like, it just seemed like a natural fit. The other thing was, I worked at a startup before joining InstaWork that was co-founded and owned by a veteran. And when we he's a great friend of mine. And when we had the conversation about me leaving and joining InstaWork, he's like, you really need to figure out a way to help veterans, active service members, and their spouses, because deployment is a huge struggle and obstacle. And he's like, I feel like there's something here with InstaWork that can help. So having him in the back of my mind for the past, year or so, as soon as we got the partnership off the ground, I sent him a text and I was like, you've been in my brain this whole time, we're doing something. And he's been very supportive of that. We're just really excited to be able to provide military spouses with the opportunity to leverage flexible work, knowing the challenges that they have, knowing the fact that they travel very often and they may or may not have a support system. I'm excited to see where this goes. This is something InstaWork is very much invested in. It's a long-term commitment on our end, and we're just really excited to see this partnership kind of grow and thrive.
I love it. I'm excited to see where the partnership grows, because like your friend said, I do think there are, there's so many challenges as a military spouse, and I'm sure as a veteran, I can only speak from the military spouse side of things, but there are, moving every so often and building everything back up is just so stressful and so much work.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have to be in certain locations? I know we mentioned Canada, but do you have to be in certain locations to leverage some of the flexible work opportunities that you mentioned?
The only, I don't even want to say limitations, because the way that you will find flexible work through the app easiest is to be in one of our metropolitan areas. We're in over 30 markets across the country, so that's not difficult to do. And you can even put in, if you put in your address, you'll see what kind of opportunities are close to you. They are, for the most part, in-person opportunities. So it is going to be something that you have to do in person, not remote, via Zoom, things like that. But I would say if you're near a major metropolitan area in the country, you're going to find opportunity there. I know the DC area is what I'm most familiar with, but I know there's a lot of military presence here, and even into Virginia and North Carolina, and they've all had, opportunities to pick up shifts that way from the people I've talked to. So I think when in doubt, or if you're curious, I could just kind of want to find out either if there's availability in the area you're in, or maybe you're heading into, to a new deployment and want to see what's available, I would just recommend downloading the app. We are working on a way when you sign up for the app that you can flag that you're a military spouse or part of the military community.
That would be great.
And it gives you a badge that your partners or employers will be able to see to know that you're a part of this community as well. So we're excited about it. We're excited to see, how this helps this community. And we're just looking forward to the next steps with this.
I love that. As a military spouse, I'm all for anything that helps lessen the stress of military spouses. Oh my goodness. So where can our listeners go to find even more empowering information about your resources?
That's a great question. So there's a few ways that you can check out InstaWork. One would be to go to the App Store, whatever your favorite app store is, and you can just search for InstaWork and it will pop up and you can download and get started that way. If you want to learn a little bit more about our partnership with Hiring Our Heroes or just InstaWork in general to make sure it's a good fit, you can visit a page on our website, info.instawork.com/HOH for Hiring Our Heroes. And it will talk about our partnership with them, why we feel like we're both really excited about partnering together. And then it will also tell you how to get started. You can see what areas and what markets we're available in. There's a video that you can watch. And it'll give you all the information, and then you can even sign up on that page if you wanted to get started. So either way is a really great next step to find out more, and we're excited to see everybody on the app.
Awesome. And so you can go onto your website to see what different areas you would have to be in to have available flexible work.
That's right.
Awesome. That's wonderful. So our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment, and we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guests. So tell us, how would you complete this sentence? Empowerment is?
Well, based on our conversation, empowerment is flexibility. Because
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Empowerment is flexibility when you're talking about being able to be empowered to choose when you work, how you work, where you work, and what that means for you as a military spouse and your family. And so we're really excited. I'm so happy to be a guest for this episode on the podcast. And I really hope that we have provided enough information to empower listeners to make really great informed decisions for what is next in their career journey.
I think this episode has been chock full of great information, especially I was wondering if you would say flexibility or control, just giving our listeners the ability to have more control over how they work, when they work, you know, and how often they work is great. Kira, thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing with our listeners a great resource to help them continue working during this crazy military life.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listeners, thanks again for tuning into this interview. Now it's time to hear from our hosts with their reflections on today's empowering resources.
Thank you to Kira for sharing your empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you'd like to connect with InstaWork, you can find them online at instawork.com, on Twitter at InstaWork, Instagram at InstaWork app, and at Facebook at InstaWork.jobs. Sarah, what did you think? What's your takeaway?
I loved listening to this interview. I found their discussion to be super helpful with lots of tips about, you know, how to find jobs when you move a lot, because that is a huge problem amongst military spouses and service members, and trying to find jobs that you can pick up right away to help with that income gap during the move. You know, it's really important. And this is such an incredible tool for military spouses, because you can just immediately jump into, you know, gig work, which it might not be your dream job. It might not be permanent, but if you can pick up something every day of the week, even if it's just bartending or, you know, housekeeping, it's still going to help you fill that gap that they were talking about, which, you know, I've struggled to find employment. And every time we move, it's the same thing over again. And I wish I had known about this, you know, over the last 10 years, because this would have been really helpful. I actually downloaded the app while I was listening to the interview, and it was very easy to use. I was able to make an account and immediately have a list of options that I could pick from, that I could go out right now and just go make $100 if I wanted to. So I thought that was it's really easy to use too. What did you think of the interview, Jolene?
I find it funny that you downloaded it, because I did too. And I thought, I was like, I just want to try it out, right? And just see, yeah. Because same thing. I'm like, what a great resource. Who doesn't sometimes need, especially with holidays coming, especially with inflation, especially with, you know, recently PCSing, we all know that those costs aren't always covered fully. And so having just that ability to be able to hop on and do a little gig work, I thought it was such a simple process. It took once again, we're kind of in a smaller, more rural area. So I was like, oh, I wonder if our area will even have anything pop up. But after about 36 hours, all of a sudden my list populated, and we had a number of different options. Most of mine were like warehouse related, but then they paid fairly well for having like zero experience in warehouse work. I'm like, if I needed to go and, you know, make $100 or $120, or if I had the day to do that, and that money could go towards a goal, whether it's vacation or holidays or whatever it is, I thought, what a great resource to just, you know, have the ability to make those decisions, you know, and have it kind of empower yourself and control, like, hey, I have the ability to go and do something about contributing to our financial situation for whatever goals you're making. I liked too how she had some best practices. Kira said, set your financial goals, set your schedule, and then find things you really enjoy. Those are like the three things that that stood out to me from her. And I thought, oh, what a great way to do that. What are you planning for? What goals are you working toward? When do you have available? What of these options fit into that? And is there something that you might, you know, want to try out, or something that you might have some interest in that might pique your interest, even if you don't do it long-term, but just so that way you're kind of enjoying your work?
Yeah. And it's a way that you can learn new skills too. You know, if you've never served, you've never bartended, but you've always wanted to learn, like, this would be an excellent way for you to pick up those new skills along the way and make yourself more hireable down the road.
That's so true. So true. And we all know more hireability is always needed in this world. I feel like, even 6 months ago, I could have used this. As I transitioned from one job to another, it would have been nice to have this as a potential option. I think it's a really great, great resource. And I like too that it kind of works around things like childcare. You know, it's always tough as a military spouse, because at least for us, I can't always depend on my husband to do drop off or pick up at school. It's just not in his schedule. His schedule's just a little too unpredictable for that. And so I really like that. It's like, okay, I know this window for sure. I can meet those family demands of my own while, ensuring that I'm there for my son, but also, you know, making a little difference.
Yeah. And so I have the same struggle with finding employment, is that my kids go to school and I have to be there for the drop off and the pickup, and then for taking them to all of their extracurriculars, because my husband's schedule isn't reliable as far as transportation for the kids. So this is a really cool tool that you can use to work around those constraints. I know some of the ones that showed up on mine, I'm kind of close to Detroit and to the University of Michigan. So I had a lot of catering jobs pop up, or just helping set up and take down events at the university, or work in the concession stands at some of the games. So I thought that was really cool. And they set the hours. So it would be like a lunchtime, catering event. So it's specifically from 11 to 2. And that would give me the flexibility to still drop off my kids from school at school in the morning and then pick them up in the afternoon while still being able to make money in between.
Oh, that is incredible. That's like a little bit better options than my end. but I think how awesome to, I really appreciate that they show the time frame, what they would like. And you know, then you have the expectations right there. And how great to be able to just be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm available this week. I can pick up these three shifts. I'm in.
Yeah, it's an awesome tool. I'm super happy that we were able to have them on our show and to share this with listeners, because, I mean, I've been a mill spouse for 10 years. And before I had kids, I was looking for jobs constantly. And this would have been such an easier way to do it than going, you know, door to door asking if people are hiring.
Right, right. I agree. I think it's a great, great resource. I'm really glad we could share that today. I also like how I'm going to cite her empowerment statement. Empowerment is flexibility. And I think that sums up the military life.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, it's time to wrap up. As you get back to your daily routine, we invite you to join us every Thursday at noon Eastern time for our weekly Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. If you aren't able to join us live, it's always converted into a later podcast episode. So subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss our next full-length episode or those MEMS, those military empowerment moments. Our next episode will drop next Monday. We'll be chatting with author and military spouse Melissa Caniotto about her children's book, The Bear and the Hug. It's a charming tale of friendship that hopes to help young readers navigate situations of isolation, confusion, and separation. We are very much looking forward to sharing Melissa and her book with you and your military spouse tribe. Finally, if you want to connect with us here at Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, The SITREP, that situation report for anyone new to our Mill Spouse neighborhood. Side note, I'm obsessed with The SITREP. I think it's one of our most fun resources that we offer. So it's in our SITREP. You get, we showcase our top blog posts, our upcoming Army Wife Talk Radio information, exclusive printables, giveaways, sponsor information, and more that you'll receive. It just goes to your inbox twice per month. You can sign up at armywifenetwork.com. enter your email in the right sidebar under the sit rep, or just click on that nifty pop-up on the homepage.
Listeners, it is a true honor to be part of your Male Spouse Squad. We are here to cover down for you no matter what the military life might be throwing your way. We thank you for your continued support and interaction. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.